Water damage knowledge. Knowledge pre-existing condition. When damage is discovered and suspected to be the result of a pre-existing condition, it should be documented and communicated to all interested parties. Knowledge, Category 1. Category 1 water carries no significant risk of causing sickness or discomfort. Knowledge, Category 2. Category 2 fluid carries a significant degree of chemical, biological, or physical contamination and presents the potential to cause sickness or discomfort. Knowledge, Category 3. Category 3 fluid is grossly contaminated. Knowledge, common hazard. The most common hazard encountered on water damage losses is wet, slippery surfaces. Knowledge, federal legislation. As of April 2010, federal legislation requires all contractors to follow laws related to the testing, communication, and removal of materials containing lead. Knowledge, lead and asbestos. While there are many hazards present on a water damage loss, a specialist must always be on the alert for the potential presence of two regulated substances within a structure, lead and asbestos. Knowledge, responsibility. The specialist's first responsibility is to identify, communicate, and eliminate safety hazards to both workers and occupants. Knowledge contracts. Prior to commencing any work on a restoration project, it is important to enter into a contract relationship with the customer by having a contract or agreement signed. Knowledge, source of water. The elimination of the source of water is a critical component to the effective correction of a wet structure, frequently requiring the services of a detection expert or the removal of building materials to identify the source of the water. Knowledge, Category 2 contaminated carpet. When appropriate, Category 2 contaminated carpet may be restorable if thoroughly cleaned with a hot water extraction process. Knowledge, Category 3 and replacement. When highly porous materials have absorbed Category 3 fluids, they should be recommended for replacement. Knowledge, contaminated environments. Contaminated environments are isolated from the elderly, the very young, those that have undergone recent surgery, and those with a compromised immune system. They should not be allowed to return to the area until it has been judged safe for re-entry. Knowledge, degree of contamination. The category of fluid within the structure refers to the degree of contamination. Knowledge, inspecting for moisture. When inspecting for moisture that may have traveled under carpeted surfaces, the tool used by the restoration professional is a moisture sensor. Knowledge, resistance. When the specialist's restoration strategy is met with resistance, the specialist should stop work immediately until an agreement can be made among all interested parties. Knowledge, initial inspection. The initial inspection includes a focused attention to all areas that may trap moisture, including voids and cavities found within the building assembly. Knowledge. Initial inspection. Pad must be replaced due to its absorbent nature when saturated with Category 2 or 3 fluids. Knowledge. Mold growth. Mold growth is a form of secondary damage since it is a result of unattended or incorrectly removed moisture from the structure. It may or may not be the consequence of the specialist's actions on the project. Knowledge. Contaminated fluid. If attempting to successfully restore highly porous textiles that have been affected by contaminated fluid, the five steps required include thorough submersion cleaning, saturation with a biocide along with dwell time, re-cleaning, drying, and third-party verification of the results. Knowledge. Cellulosic insulation. Water that has caused blown cellulosic insulation to become wet will potentially cause it to pack down and lose R-value. Thermal resistance. This compromising consequence is not applicable to all types of insulation. If the water rises above the sill plate level, it is appropriate to inspect the insulation via inspection holes in the wallboard. Knowledge. Absorb and desorbs. Hygroscopic is a quality held by a substance that has the ability to take on and release moisture in the form of humidity. These materials will change dimensionally and in behavior as they absorb and desorbs moisture. Knowledge. Permanently damaged materials. Permanently damaged materials should be recommended for removal at the beginning of the restoration efforts and should be executed as quickly as possible, preferably prior to any drying efforts. Knowledge. Pre-existing condition. When damage is discovered and suspected to be the result of a pre-existing condition, it should be documented and communicated to all interested parties. Knowledge. Metal studs. Metal studs may trap moisture in the C channels, and an inspection of these areas is very prudent. Knowledge. Significant carpet delamination. When significant carpet delamination has been discovered, the carpet is rarely restorable, and the specialist should document the condition and communicate the condition to interested parties. Knowledge. Cellulosic insulation. Cellulosic insulation, especially blown insulation that has become wet, should be closely examined to determine if it has compressed. Compressed insulation loses its ability to reduce thermal transfer, rated by its R value, thermal resistance. Knowledge, equilibrium. Since nature seeks equilibrium as a law of physics, hygroscopic materials shall seek equilibrium as moisture is driven into and out of them. Knowledge. Identification. Regardless of where the water went in the structure, the specialist is obligated to know where the water went and what is wet. Once this has been identified, the specialist must address these wet areas and materials as part of the scope of the loss. Knowledge. Carpet strength. Carpet can lose as much as 80% to 85% of its strength when wet, but this strength is restored once it is responsibly dried. Knowledge. Secondary damage. Secondary damage is the result failure to responsibly removing moisture in an expeditious fashion. Secondary damage is the result when there is a failure to responsibly remove moisture in an expeditious fashion. Knowledge. Carpet delamination. Carpet delamination is the failure of the adhesive used in the bonding between its primary and secondary backings. Knowledge. Hygroscopic materials. Hygroscopic materials will frequently incur undesirable change or even damage if allowed to reside in environments in excess of 60% relative humidity. Knowledge. Delamination. Delamination can be the result of many causes, including the materials used in the manufacture of the textile, the actions of the installer, age and wear of the material, and the actions of the specialist. Knowledge. Primary damage. Primary damage is the result the material sustains from direct contact with water or contaminants prior to the arrival or discovery by a restoration specialist.